Hello, hello everybody. Thank you for joining me. This is Creating a Beautiful World Radio. I'm Michael Anfield. And this is Peaceful Village, Raw Vegan Healing Community. You can hear the beautiful sounds of nature right behind me. Yeah, if you want to learn more about Peaceful Village, come visit us online and fill out one of the applications as a volunteer guest for the healing center or healing program, maybe becoming a future community member. That's what you like to do. Fill out one of the applications and we'll get back to you if you're the right one to join us. Well, yeah, this is Creating a Beautiful World Radio. Thank you for joining us here. What do we have for you? Woo! A lot in store, but today we just wanna, this is just a kind of episode, a very, very short episode about nature, about just seeing, feeling, and listening to nature and connect with nature and how nature is so important. The natural environment is so important to thrive. Without the nature around us, Mother Earth, nature, Mother Nature, environment around us, natural environment, we cannot live. So we need trees, we need forests. These are the most important things. Because without forests, without river, clean rivers and oceans and lakes and so forth, we don't have life. You know? And people say, yeah, that's true. And without bees, we don't have life. And without this animal, we don't have life. And this is the top predator, so this means if this predator dies, like sharks, then the food chain is out of balance and could wreak havoc. But really it starts with nature. And that's why people say our true nature, because really nature is part of us. We contain the elements of nature. In fact, we are nature. Or at least we contain the elements of nature. So nature is just so incredible. You know, and most people just don't have any idea about the real beauty of nature. Really, they don't. Because, yeah, they might go to a park or maybe a forest for a weekend or for a week or something like that. They might go camping in the wilderness, or they may go to the park for, you know, an hour a day or something like that. But it's not the same. And also, when we are eating animals and we're eating anything that comes from animals and using them in any way, we are also more disconnected. And also on top of that, if we're still living in towns and cities, we're, again, more disconnected. So, what tends to happen is once we start to open ourselves to the possibility and all the possibilities of life, we start to expand our knowledge and experiences, and we start to unlearn things of society and culture, and we start to, you know, start to see the lies and deception of cultures, of our culture and governments and so forth, and start living out in nature and all this kind of stuff. Then we start to really expand our love and our connection with nature and with the free roaming animals, what people call wild animals. We start connecting with all the creatures of this earth, and we start to appreciate more and more and more the deeper connections that we have with nature. I've been living in nature in the jungle of Ecuador, northern Ecuador, for over a year now. And yeah, from time to time we still go to town to get our groceries and to get internet and electricity and so forth. Of course, in our aim, our goal is really to not have to do that, to grow our own food, to have the community so we don't have to go out to towns or cities, or at least very, very, very infrequently. Maybe once a month, or maybe once every few months, or once even every few years, if that. So this is the key here. In fact, we don't even have to get out of our land, but we just want to use electricity and internet in town. Contact family and do things for Peaceful Village. So that is basically But the more I live in nature, more Aurora and I live in nature, we start to see and connect more with the surrounding beauty of Mother Nature. And we start to realize, hey, she is so beautiful. There's so many connections, so many different plants, so many different flowers, so many different and beautiful and unique animals, non-human animals that we see. And there are many, many, many different, there are the common animals that we see from, you know, daily basis or on a weekly basis. And then there are the unique ones that we see from time to time. And then the very, very rare ones that we see once or, you know, a few times. So we live, for example, with many, many different animals, different critters, and we love this. We live with tarantulas and snakes and cockroaches and bees, different types of bees. One's called fruit bees, and different types of wasps, some friendly, some not as friendly. Lots of different types of ants, some friendly, some not as friendly. Different types of insects, different types of other animals, you know, in the soil and animals outside of the soil. So different fishes, a lot of different animals basically. And we're appreciative of all the different plants, species, and different things of nature. And what I've noticed over time is that there's more harmony, more cooperation in nature than there is violence. Yes, I do see some violence in nature and how sometimes the ants attack and devour many different types of animals, or how how the spider devours the animal for his or her food. So I see that there's violence out there, yes. But I see more harmony and more cooperation in nature. And the more and more we connect to very, very pristine nature, the more we start to connect and start to appreciate more and more of nature. So not only is my experience here so incredible, incredibly beautiful, when we start to really open up and start to connect and start to meditate and really understand that we're all interconnected, it's an incredible feeling, especially if we're in a pristine nature with waterfalls, with cascades and beautiful rivers or lakes, streams, pristine nature, and we're living there more or less permanently. And yeah, it gets to the point that it's just incredibly beautiful, and we're gifted, we're blessed. And some people would say, hey, but that's boring, right? And it's like, no, society is boring. Because if you think about it, why people in society are usually, many people are usually very sad or depressed or in anxiety. And why? Because towns and cities and society in general makes us that way. It makes us mentally ill, mentally and emotionally ill. So it's a very horrible thing to be living in towns and cities and really not being our best, not operating at our optimal. Horrible. It's horrible. Many, 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 many people, countless people, are depressed. There's a lot of suicides. There's a lot of people mentally and emotionally ill. A lot of people in hospitals suffering. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. And we have all the entertainment. We have all the fun. Why are so many people depressed and lonely? If there are so many people in the world and so many things to do in society, in towns and cities, why are people so depressed? Why are people so sick? So what I notice is that many people that live in nature, living completely in harmony with nature, they are more fulfilled, more happy. And once we connect, truly connect with nature, you start to examine a leaf, a plant, the magnificence of growing plants, of seeing a plant from young age to adulthood grow and live, and see an animal, like recently I saw an armadillo very close to me, the closest I've ever seen an armadillo. My goodness, the animal was beautiful. And to see all this beauty in nature, it's just, there's no words that can explain how this magnificent this place is. And one thing I want to mention about nature is that unless we're somewhere deep, completely deep, like hours away from the nearest civilization, basically we're not going to find true pristine nature. Here, even though it's pristine, it's not like untouched or unspoiled, because there's a road here. Yeah. There's a bridge here. Yeah. This place at some point was deforested, and then now after many decades it's coming back alive. So it's not an ancestral forest or anything like that. Still, it has been touched. At least 20, 30 years ago, it's been tampered with. But the point, what I want to mention, is that a lot of these areas, you'll find that there are undesirable plants growing everywhere. A lot of different, I like to call them parasitic weeds. And these are plants that don't serve much of a purpose. when someone clears a land over time, undesirable things grow. So for example, if somebody clear cuts a forest or burns a forest, then undesirable plants start growing because it's an unnatural setting. So usually what tends to grow are parasitic weeds like grass, or what we know as grass, and vines, like choking vines. So vines that go around other plants that choke the plants. Other weeds like bushes that take over everything, especially ones that are like very thorny, like prickly. So these are the things that are undesirables that are not natural in an ancestral forest. In fact, trees are the most natural things, especially fruiting trees. But in these kinds of places, because we're not living too far from the town, from the nearest town, but we're not living too close either. But it's not something that is far from civilization. Not too far from town, but not too close either. But yeah, we're in a pretty pristine area, and we love it here. It's beautiful. You should come experience it in Peaceful Village. We need all the help we can to build infrastructure to start doing what we need to do here in Peaceful Village. We have, at the moment, as of this recording, we have amazing camping options, very comfortable, incredible camping options in a shared camping area, and that people can come and experience. So if you want to come experience really true pristine living without any radiation, no Wi-Fi or cell towers, there's no distractions, there's no internet at the moment, there's no electricity at the moment, there's nothing here like that. I mean, people can get that in town, so it's not a problem. They can get all their food in town. They can get even their food here. Often food trucks come by where you can get your fruits and vegetables in the food trucks. Usually they're a little bit more expensive and they don't have as good selection, but sometimes they do have some good selection. And there's food trucks that come at least twice a week. I know there's two more or less fixed trucks, and then there's another one that we saw another day that came. So sometimes it depends. they come sporadically, but yeah, there's two kind of more fixed times for them. So nobody really even has to go out of the land actually, and they can get all their food, whatever they want, in Peaceful Village. This is a raw vegan healing community, so in the communal areas people eat raw, but right now, there is an option for people that are so desperate to like have cooked vegan meals. And so this is, yeah, Peaceful Village Raw Vegan Healing Community. I really encourage people to connect more with nature and get away for some time from the radiation and the chaos of all the amenities or all the distractions or all the things of society, of towns and cities. So come join us here in Peaceful Village as a volunteer, as a guest, for the healing program. Come help us out in any way you can, because we really do need the help. We really do need the support. We really want to create more infrastructures and to educate people more, and to eventually have electricity and internet on the land. So we want to get our own electricity from alternative sources, and we want to be able to to have internet on the land, so we don't have to go as frequently to the town, and to educate people more, have more live events, and to be able to create a community center and all these kinds of things. So you can be a founding donor, spearheading a legacy, Peaceful Village. Visit us online for more information at peaceful-village.com to fill out one of the applications, or just donate whatever you can. We would appreciate a monthly donation. Thank you for all the support, all the love, all the sharing and listening to this incredible podcast, Creating a Beautiful World Radio. Yeah, I'm Michael Landfield. Until next time, from Peaceful Village, I'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.